God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Recently, I was talking with a number of people on the staff at the Bill Rice Ranch. Now, not everyone is from a fine Christian home, but many of us are, and perhaps most of us are. And so I just asked a question. I said, look, the people you grew up with, the people in your youth group, in your Christian school, if you went to a Christian school, your parents, your youth pastor, your neighbors, the Christian people you grew up with, would you say those were the best people you know? Now, in some cases, the answer may be yes. In some cases, the answer may be no. But how terrible if a person grows up in a thoroughly Christian environment around people who are cantankerous and dishonest and who have no conscience. I mean, that's not the way it should be. It's not the way it is necessarily, but it should not be that way. You know, Paul was addressing this young man, Timothy, his, quote, son in the faith, quote, closed, and he warned Timothy against doctrine which ministered questions instead of building up other people. Now, I can go through life cynical and always looking critically at other people, or I can take the truth, live the truth, have a good conscience, a pure heart, and love, and build up the body of Christ. Verse 5 says, now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart. Now, this is a theme you find throughout the Bible. Jesus said as much. This is the first and great commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. Now, there are 10 commandments, if you're just talking about the 10 commandments. But the Bible here says, now the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. Now, the question is, does that describe you? You know, serving as I do with so many Christian people and what you might call Christian professionals, I work with a group of people who I esteem, I am biased, but I esteem to be smart, hardworking, and love the Lord. But I will tell you that sometimes I'm privileged to preach in churches where there are a lot of Christian school graduates, Christian college graduates, Christian university graduates. And that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. However, sometimes I get the sense they're kind of sitting back with their lips pursed and their finger on their lips thinking, what is wrong about this? I wonder where he stands on X, Y, and Z. Now, we should be discerning. We should not be naive. We should be discerning, but we shouldn't be cynical. Other people grow up and they think they're around a lot of hypocrites. And so when they graduate, they just do whatever their selfish heart desires. It shouldn't be that way. You know, on the other hand, I've met people who have been recently saved. I think about a guy I met just last month, recently saved. And there's a lot he obviously doesn't know, but he's got an open heart and a willing mind. And he's informing his conscience by reading the Bible. And by the way, that's what a conscience is. It's not just being a worrier. It's not just being introspective. It is something with knowledge, with S-C-I-E-N-C-E, with knowledge. A conscience is a thing that's not your feelings. It's to be informed by God's Word. And so it doesn't matter how much I know. What I know is not working if it doesn't make me loving, pure, and honest. And so I met this guy, new Christian, but you know what? There was the love of God in his heart. There was a love for other people. There was a conscience that was being informed by the Word of God. He had conviction. He stood for something that was obvious, and his faith was genuine. So is that true of you today? Now look, oftentimes my prayer for those of us here on the ranch is, God, help us not just to be good. That is, not just to be skilled and on time and prompt and good at what we do. God, help us not just to be good, but help us to be godly. Help us to love you. Help us to be people who are just decent. Help us to do right. The question this morning is, are you godly or are you merely, you know, theologically informed? Are you godly or do you merely know all the expectations of other people? Look, the end of the commandment is charity out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. If I will allow God to produce that in my heart, the work of God will not suffer, and people will be encouraged and built up by what God is doing in my life.